The high fives provide a slight glimpse into his mindset.
I try to bring that type of energy, that type of attitude to our group. Like, come on, you know, let's go. It's time to get better. You know, whatever's on your mind right now, you're thinking something about how tired you are, whatever the case may be, get that off your mind. It's time to work.
Broncos linebacker Brandon Marshall has been putting in the hours at practice and in the weight room this offseason, making him an unquestioned leader for his position.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
Hey, LB's on three. 1, 2, 3.
LB.
It's that drive and work ethic, though, that led the Broncos to pass on drafting a middle linebacker this year, showing they have full faith and confidence in what Marshall and his group brings to each game.
You know, they've been like that for a couple of years now. You know, when me and Danny were starting, they decided, even though we were hurt, they decided not to draft somebody. They really believed in us. Now they really believe in, you know, Todd and Corey as well, because, you know, we have a good group. I guess they didn't feel like, oh, it's a pressing need, we have to draft one. Now, eventually, one of these years, they will. But, you know, right now, they like what they see, and it makes us feel comfortable.
Comfort has also come with time, as Marshall continues to build solid bonds with fellow linebackers Todd Davis and Corey Nelson.
Last year's me and Todd's first time going, we're playing together. But, you know, now it's even better. It's more comfortable. It's more natural because, you know, we kind of know how each other plays. We kind of know what to expect. You know, Corey coming in and playing as well. So I think we've taken the next step, not just, you know, knowing the defense and, you know, calling the defense. I think, you know, we're becoming role models and leaders on this team as well.
Marshall's career can certainly serve as a blueprint for the rest of the linebackers battling for spots this summer, with Marshall's rise from the practice squad to one of the NFL's best at his position.
You know, everybody's not a first-round pick, right, a second-round pick. So, you know, although I was drafted, you know, I did take a hard role with, you know, being released multiple times and being on practice squad a couple times as well. So people look at that and say, okay, well, you know, maybe he's someone I could follow, I could look up to because he went through that journey. You know, it just wasn't like he was a first-round pick then started playing well immediately. I think my story has a lot of substance to it. And so they can look at me and ask what I did, you know, to get to this point.
At the UC Health Training Center, I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.